We are with Vanan Vo. Thank you so much for joining us in KUNM, and thank you for performing such a beautiful concert today.
Oh, thank you very much.
What is unique of the Dan Transistor of Vietnamese music?
Yeah, so the Dan Chang is a beloved instrument and one of the most popular traditional instruments. The reason is because on the Dan Chang, I can make a drop of rain or I can make a wave of the oceans that's moving, or I can even create, like a typhoon on my instrument or a soft whispering that when you talk to the lover. And the instrument, I can play a lot of different music genres from Vietnam, from the theater genre to the traditional of the North, Central, and South, to the hip-hop tonight that I play. So that's why it's very famous in Vietnam.
There was an instrument that really ignited my curiosity. Was that monochord? Like, I think it was a bow in which you were performing like if it were just a human voice. Where that instrument comes from?
Yeah, so the dan bow is a one-string instrument, and if you were not in my concert tonight, I would explain a little bit. So the dan bow was invented in 9th century by the beggar on street, the people who live by, on the street. So in the past, they use a big trunk of bamboo piece, and then they have a gourd to magnify it, and they have one whammy bar, like you see tonight on my left hand, that I can bench up and down, and that whammy bar made by wood of buffalo horn, but then it's super flexible, like you saw, and I can, from one note, I can stretch up 5 steps up, and from the same note, I can go down 2.5 octaves down, so it's very wide range, and it's so total together. I actually can create like 5.5 octave on that instrument.
And how about the experimental music that you were mixing hip hop with? I guess was traditional music. How does tradition intertwines with this modern rhythm, and how does tradition can be blended with creativity?
I think that I am very lucky to be a musician, because then I can really find the I found the common section, and in music, for example, like tonight I play a song from the 13th century, but then I combine and collaborated with hip hop, and it just worked out, and I really like it, because I think that in general music have a very common voice that it doesn't matter that you come from any country. As soon as you play music, you can understand each other, right? So I found that intersection from the Vietnamese traditional music with a lot of Western music, like the hip hop, the rap. I have sung that, but I didn't play tonight. And then with R&B, and then the rock one, Purple Haze, and the French music from Eric Satie, Gymnasium Number 3. And I also play music from, like Claude Lune, and also I am working on American blues for my instrument. Yeah, and all of that, because luckily that I would train with my in Vietnamese in Vietnam in the National Conservatory of Music, and I follow 6 different masters of master musician who taught me 6 different music genres that we have in Vietnam. But then I have the knowledge of Western music, so I see the intersection of that.